Well, a couple of semi-finals overnight for the women's, and we look forward to the men's coming up as well. Roger Rashid to go through all of that. G'day, Rog.
Hi, sir. How are you? Well,
yeah, really well. What about this performance of Venus Williams? 37 years of age, and it's 18 years after she competed in her first Wimbledon. Actually, might have won her first Wimbledon tournament.
Look, it's amazing. I mean, their longevity, both the Williams sisters, but you got to remember Venus was the first one on the scene, so she was the first one to win a Grand Slam. She got to number one first, you know, all those things, and then her sister, baby sister, comes up and knocks her off and becomes an all-time, like, well, they're both all-time greats, but an absolute superstar. And I think what she's done, you know, you've got to remember she's gone through a whole lot of things as well. She almost spent a year out with a illness.
Yes.
She also had the both girls. Obviously, they had the death of her of their sister. You know, they've gone through the resilience of those two girls, especially Venus, I think, because she's been the big sister, so still looking after Serena all the way through. And I think she had a time in her tennis, you know, where she was really battling. She didn't really have much form, and it was all over the place as far as her results. But her last couple of years have been amazing, to be perfectly honest. And this year, she's now a finalist at the Australian Open, and now she's a finalist again and having a crack at her sixth Wimbledon title. And not only that, just the way she's playing. I mean, if you could say she's a more mature player, I don't know if you can. I guess you can, but she's done it with a bit more maturity on the court. Her game looks a lot more secure than it's ever looked. You know, and only time will tell whether she does become the new Wimbledon champion. And it's an amazing story. However you look at it, there's so many different pathways.
Mm. All right, who would you back, Williams or Muguruza?
Well, Muguruza's been, I mean, that's been a return as well. It's been for her, 6-1, 6-1. I thought she was going to get the job done pretty easily in this match because, she was overwhelming favourite in a lot of areas. So I'm going to go the fairy tale. I mean, it'd be a great story for both women. Muguruza hasn't been able to hit the side of a truck for 12 months. She's been all over the place. Her rankings, you know, she's down to 14, 15 in the world. All those sort of things when we thought she might claim the number one spot in the world. So for her, comeback would be enormous. Venus Williams, I'm going to stick with Venus.
Okay, she's $2 at tab.com.au up against $1.80. So you're going with Venus to cause a minor upset there in the final. Should be a really good final. Let's talk about the semi-finals, mate, if we possibly can.
Yep.
Roger Federer, short price against Thomas Berdych, but Thomas Berdych does like the grass court, was a runner-up back in 2010.
Yeah, look, and that's the second match up on centre court. Tomorrow, so it's going to be an intriguing match. I mean, I think Thomas is going to have to play lights out tennis to beat Roger. Roger's got better and better as the tournament's gone on. I mean, and when the pressure's been on, I look at all the pressure moments in matches, and when they've been on, he's actually been a bit of a runaway train in those moments. And Thomas, look, he got over Novak with a default. Who knows how that would have gone? I still think Roger controls Thomas in this match. He's big and powerful, but I just still think he's just a class ahead at the moment.
Just looking back on that, Rog, the decision for Roger not to play French Open and on all those clay courts, do you think that's played a big part in his success at Wimbledon this time around?
Yeah, 100%. And the reason being, he actually honestly said to himself, can I win the French Open? And his answer was no.
Right.
And so he said, well, why do I need to compete at those? He was being really honest with himself. The way Rafa was playing, there was Novak, there's Andy. Can I legitimately do it? Am I sure I could go out and win the French Open? He thought, no, not at this age, not where he's at the moment. Give my body some time, come out. And if I could win one other event this year, it would be Wimbledon. Well, he's not too far away. When you look at the four in there, him being part of that mix, Thomas Berdych, you'd think he's going to get over. Sam Querrey then taking on Marin Cilic. I mean, those two guys, never been to a semi-finals of a Wimbledon. Sam Querrey, amazing effort over Andy Murray, the way he played. Andy really squandered an opportunity there. He let a set in a break. He should have been in the showers in a three-set win, to be perfectly honest, but he didn't get there. So Sam Querrey's got nothing to lose. Well, they have got a lot to lose now. They've got a Wimbledon final up in front of them. So Roger should get through all of these players when you look at it on paper.
Okay.
Still got a lot of work to do.
All right. Now, Marin Cilic, mate, $1.30 against Sam Querrey, $3.50. You got a quick tip for us?
Yeah, oh, look, I think Cilic is just a little, he's genuinely just a little bit sounder off the back of the court, and with his first, I'll slightly lean there, but it wouldn't surprise me if Sam continued on his run.
Okay, so it's $1.30. You like Marin Cilic, you like Roger Federer, so that's the final you're tipping in the men's competition, and you like Williams in the women's.
Yeah, I'm just going for a little bit of fun. But regardless...
No, it's not fun, mate. You tip... our listeners...
Are we going to back them or not?
Our listeners part with their cash.
I know, but you've got to have some fun with that.
No, well, it's more fun backing winners than losers, mate.
Well, I'm just giving you a bit of value. I think Serena, great story. And I think Roger for sure. I'll go Roger and Cilic in those seven.
You're a good man, Rog. Good on you, buddy. We look forward to chatting on Sunday and Monday regarding your thoughts regarding the tennis.
See you, boys. Have a great day.